Lee Von Helm has been playing music since he was a child. Soon as he graduated from high school, he hit the road with fellow Arkansan Ronnie Hawkins. They picked up a few Canadian musicians along the way. That band became the band. Mr. Helm and those players went on to back up Bob Dylan and record the 1968 album Music from Big Pink in their Woodstock, New York home. After 8 years, the band broke up. Lee Von Helm tried his hand at acting, recorded several solo albums. He still lives in Woodstock, and he's still making music at his home. Only now the public is invited for weekend shows about once a month. Karen Michelle went and found that the road home hasn't always been easy for Lee Von Helm.
Every couple of weeks or so, about 100 people come to hear Lee Von Helm sing, play, and bring back memories.
Hi, welcome to Woodstock.
They come from England, Detroit, and as close as the local fire department. They get in free.
There is security up there. They will be checking.
The security guys wear black hoodies with crossed white drumsticks on the back, surrounded by the words, Helmland Security. Two bands go on before the headliner, but it's Helm everybody's here to see. Rambles, that's what Lee Von Helm calls the evenings of music that extend into the early mornings. The name implies a meandering, a taking the long way home. You could say it's symbolic, but then you'd be taking a good time much too seriously. The name comes from Helm's childhood in rural Arkansas.
The Midnight Ramble goes back to the old tent shows that used to come through South Arkansas back in the 50s and 60s. They had tent shows. Silas Green from New Orleans was a good one. And, of course, my favorite was the W.S. Walcott's Rabbit's Foot Minstrels. It was actually F.S. Walcott's Rabbit's Foot Minstrels. But Elf doesn't sing as good as W, so we changed that around a little bit.
The We is the band. You remember the song.
When you're on the L, deep back, nowhere to go. Come on out, it's your show. There'll be saints and sinners you'll see through the damn winters. All kinds of people you might want to know. But you get it, you can't forget it.
At the end of the show, the announcer, the master of ceremonies, would come out and would announce that there was going to be a traditional midnight ramble show. That's where you got a little bit of a hoochie-coochie dance out of one of the dancers and, some of the more colorful jokes. The midnight ramble was the spicier part of the night. So we kind of named it after that, and it sounds good.
For the most part, if it's the band you've come to the Rambles to hear, you'll be disappointed.
To me, the band was Rick Danko's band.
Helm's daughter, Amy.
Because the only song that I knew and the only one I really, the song that was my song, you know, the one I really dug was Stage Fright. And Rick sang that, so that was my association. So in my mind, my dad was Rick Danko's drummer, which I thought was really cool.
Now Amy is Lee Von Helm's backup singer. She's also in the band Olabel. The band split up after that famously filmed Last Waltz. Richard Manuel committed suicide. Rick Danko died in his sleep in 1999. And by then, the rest weren't speaking to each other. Lee Von Helm couldn't speak, period.
Well, you know, I had throat cancer, and I had to have radiation treatments, and I couldn't sing for a long time. And this was in 97. I had 28 radiation treatments. I didn't die, thank God, and I started getting some of my voice back, and I finally got to the point where I could laugh and talk. And boy, the singing and playing, of course, you miss, but the laughing and talking, you just can't hardly live without. And once I got some of my laughter back, I started getting so I could sing harmony parts with my daughter, and Amy had the patience to help me get my voice back, and the Rambles was a good way to have that stage for this kind of an experiment. That way, if my voice played out, it wouldn't matter because, you know, we're right here at home.
There was something I may not know. There are some places that I cannot go. But there's one thing, one thing I know. God's love is real, for I can feel His love in my soul.
It's not quite the same voice. It's stronger, rangier than before. But even before he started singing again, Levon Helm was drumming. Though like his voice, that's changed too.
Before, I used to play in with a traditional grip, where you hold your stick in your left hand sort of in your fingers, and your right hand you hold like you would hold a mallet. And since then, I turned around my left stick and I hold them both in a mallet style grip now, so it just makes my left hand not as busy.
So not as busy that he now sheathes that hand in a black leather glove. Helm still has his signature crab-like posture, and he whomps the drums with that gloved left hand.
Yeah, there's nothing any more fun than beating on those drums.
Rambles are a good time. For many who come, it's a pilgrimage to the Woodstock of the mind, of times and patchouli oil past. You won't smell patchouli or that other pea much here. The odor that permeates the Rambles is popcorn. One of the first props Helm bought for his medicine show was a giant wheeled popcorn machine. Larry Campbell's been playing the Rambles for the past year or so. Guitar, mandolin, violin. Before that, he spent 9 years touring with Bob Dylan.
Doing this thing with Levon definitely, for me, harks back to that era, you know, that time. And there's a real purity to it that fits into my idea of that idealism back then. And I hope other people are getting that too.
They do, and Levon Helm aims to keep that spirit around.
You know, I don't think about it so much. I just, you know, hope that I can hit it again when it comes time. I'm so glad to have what little I've got that I'm not going to knock it.
For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.